Hello, my how today. Try me, oh Savior. No, my toss, I pray. See if there be some wicked ways in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? Psalm 116, verse 12. What shall I say unto the Lord? All I have to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let us stand, please. Turn with me into the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. We're going to read 3 verses. If you are there, say amen. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not burn. The flame will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Today, pray with me as we speak on the team. Inside of me, I still have a praise. Inside of me, I still have a praise. Let us pray. Father God, speak through your servant this hour, this time. I'm weak, but Lord, you are strong. I say, Lord, pour your anointing that someone will hear the message and not revendure. That someone will have the testimony to say, yes, he has done it again. God the Father, the Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Have your seat. Inside of me, I still have a praise. To my pastor, my brother, my friend of this great house of God, Reverend Armstrong. To all to the chairman, the deacon board, and deacons, deaconesses. And I see my brother and pastor, Reverend Archie Mampra, sitting back there. This beautiful choir, my choir, that can stand me up. And our musicians, we got it best here. To all of God's children, we bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And from our own family back in Liberia. And from my daughter, Reverend Mona Duo, who will be graduating December 10th in Ghana. Again, for those of you that are worshiping with us for the first time, on behalf of Reverend Armstrong, we want to welcome you all to Charlotte. And to my cousin and his wife that just came from Liberia yesterday, Mr. and Mrs. Crickle, we want to welcome you in God's house. Again, I want to say to Charlotte and to my pastor, thanks very much. Shadow, go first. You lifted my spirit. You make me to know that once I was out there, sitting with our God, sitting with world leaders, and I came in this country, I have to clean up. I have to wear uniform to be necessary. I have to start over. But through the grace of God, Shadow Baptist Church, your prayers, your love for me, make me who I am today. I love you. I know you love me. I know you love me. But I said, thank God for Shadow Baptist Church. You may not know how many hands that reach out to Reverend Duo. How many persons enter my house just to help me up. I had people to take me around. Shadow. I said, thank you. Thank you, Reverend, for giving me this opportunity to say, thus said the Lord, before going to Liberia. Inside of me, I still have a praise. You know, God created Israel and made Israel to be special to him. He protected Israel in times of trouble. According to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. We are important to God. He knows us one by one. No one needs to introduce us to him. He knows us by name. In this text, God promised to Israel, you and I. So as believers, we will have trials, we will have tribulations, we will experience different kinds of tragedies, disappointments, good or bad days on this Christian journey. We as believers will not be left alone, because God promised never to leave us alone, and that he will be with us. No matter what we may be going through this hour, this time of our lives, God is still on the throne. He is God by himself. We may not understand when our prayers are unanswered at the time when we are praying and calling for God to grant us our wishes. But God is in control. So I stop by this morning. I stop by this morning at my own church, the Shadow Baptist Church, Trenton, New Jersey, where the word of God is preached, to encourage somebody like me. I said to encourage somebody like me today. Sitting in the same seat that I am sitting in. I do not know you. I don't know you. I don't know what you are going through. But I say, despite whatsoever situation you may have, the uncertainty of life, I, Reverend Sylvia, say, inside of me, I stay, have a praise. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, inside of me, I stay, have a praise. Inside of me, I still have a praise. Maybe somebody asks me, what she mean by that? You won't tell me when I don't have a job, I should still praise God? You want to tell me that when things not going right for me, I should praise God? Well, you think about it. But Reverend is saying, inside of me, I still have a praise. According to our text, Isaiah 43 verse 1 says, but now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. He didn't say, you somebody, he said, you are mine. You see, the same God that created and formed Israel is the same God that created you. And it's the same God that created me. Maybe he put me on the other side. Maybe he make you brighter or white and make me darker or black. But it is the same God. You know, somebody said to me one day, say, Rabbi, although I am white, my professor said, I'm white, but I am having problem with what happening in South Africa. So, if I take knife and cut myself, you're going to see red blood. And if an African cut themselves, you will see red blood. So we all are created by God in his own image. We are talking about the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. The same God. For those of us who from back home, when our grandparents pray, we hear them sing, I'm praying to the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob, that God will put blessing upon my child. Our foreparents were still praying in the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. And we are still praying because we believe in the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. He never changed, and he will not. Therefore, he spoke to the children of Israel and said, fear not. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. He said, verse 2 said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flame will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I am your God. I am your God. He said, oh, yes, when you pass through the waters, well, that water will not swallow you. You will not get drowned. He said, fear not. So inside of me, I still have a praise. So I begin to search. I said, what is he talking about? What is the Lord talking about that when you pass through the waters, the water will not swallow you? So I begin to search and I turn to the book of Acts chapter 16 and I ask, I said, Brother Paul, say something to me.
rough.
Sometimes the going can be tough. Sometimes the mountain can be hard to climb. Sometimes you try to do your best and your best. I said you try to do your best and your best, trying to be something different. And so I said, brother, Paul, can you tell me about this Christian journey? Because here am I. I want to follow the Lord Jesus. I want to proclaim his message. Tell me what I should expect. And I heard Paul through the eyes of faith, telling me, say, Rabbi, see, let me tell you, this Christian journey is not an easy one. Sometimes we go in various homes and pray for people who are sick, and later on they will turn against you. But let me tell you, I said, let me tell you, on this journey, I was preaching, I was casting demons out of people, and they got jealous because I was praying the word of God. So I was arrested, I was tried, and put in prison. They chained me, they see this, they saw that I could not get in, I could not see even the sun, but something happened. When they put me in that cell, I began to praise my Lord, I began to say, come by here, my Lord. Come by here, my Lord. I said, I need you right now. Come by here, my Lord. And I heard him say, I said, Lord, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Yeah, your Savior calling. Oh, yeah, Paul and Silas begin to sing. Yes. Although they were chained up in that inner cell. They didn't give up. They didn't cry. They praise God. They pray. They sing. Because they knew that the God that they served was not going to leave their room. They knew that God was not going to leave them there. And my Bible tells me that when presents were going up, I said, when presents were going up, something happened. Something happened. My Bible tells me that the whole place began to shake. There was something like an earthquake. I said, there was something like an earthquake. And the whole place opened. The cells get open. And Paul and Silas, they were free. But guess what? Guess what? Those are our guys there, they got confused. I said they got confused. Sometimes when we are trapped, in a situation, our enemies begin to look to say, what are you going to continue praising God? Your enemies begin to laugh at you to see whether you will still be serving God. Even sometimes your own church members begin to stone you to see whether you will still be serving God. But thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Jesus. No matter what we find ourselves in, our God will get us up. And that's what he said, when you climb the mountain, when the mountain is so high, I'm going to let you up. And now we sing the song and say, when Jesus said yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus lift you up, nobody can bring you down. When Jesus promote you, nobody can demote you. Yes. Oh, yes. Don't kill yourself. Paul and Silas said, we are still here.
Huh?
You know, sometimes some people see me, they say, huh? That woman still living?
I am still here! Yeah. Tell somebody, say, I am still here! Huh?
Continue to pray. What I want to tell you here is that Daniel was in a strange land. He was in a strange land praying to God. Praying to God. Although he had everything, they gave him everything. But he said, you can put me on the king's table. I can eat everything on the king's table. I will serve my God because I know what my God can do for me. We are in a strange land. What are you doing? What are you breaking on the table? We come to Shiloh Baptist Church. We were praying in the refugee camp. God saved us. He brought us to America. Are we just here to dress up and come and sit in the pew on Sundays? In the grace, we are in a strange land. We have been called all kinds of names. We are called criminals. We are called refugees. We are called all the names you can think about. And God saved you and brought you in this land. This is the opportunity for you to share his gospel. This is the opportunity for you to tell somebody the goodness of God. You can still run around. You can still run around. Run around. Because where God took you from, they don't know. They don't know your story. Inside of me, I still have a praise. I still have a praise. Yes. When you know the man called Jesus, when you experience him, and you can tell the world about his goodness, then you will know what God can do and is continuing to do. You have the opportunity, church, to testify the goodness and his power in his life. Your sincere testimony will give somebody the chance to come closer to knowing the man called Jesus. Can you still praise God? Can you still praise God in a strange land? Can you still praise God when your family member has been diagnosed with mental illness, with cancer, or when you are going through discrimination, prejudice? Can you still praise God? Can you still praise God when you are all tied up? When you can't find your way out? When everybody pointing their fingers at you? Can you still praise God? Take a look at yourself. Look in the mirror. Who do you see? What are the changes
Are you the same? Are you still in the same position? Remember where he brought you from and where you are now. What is your testimony of praise this morning? What is your testimony of praise inside of you? Finally, my beloved, this is my testimony, my story. Praising God all the day long. My pastor, Reverend Armstrong, can attest to my story. Some members in Shiloh can attest, including Deaconess Representative Pani Watson Coleman. Her office can attest. I say, this is my story. Inside of me, I still have praise. I went to one of the best universities in this place for graduate school. I was assigned at a transitional facility where I have to work with inmates. And after working to an intern for 17 hours banners for me to graduate. Somebody said they were my field instructor, so they decided that Cece, you are good to be a theologian, but not a social worker. And on my watch, you will never become a social worker. My evaluation, she's very good. She had good relationship with the inmates, but she's a theologian. So therefore, I gave her the grade of F. And if you get F, you are dismissed from the program. I forgot about my anchor management skills. I began to shake, and my co-worker said, "No, no," and I came down. I said, "Lord, thank you, because I was going to beat this woman and I was going to be in prison. But you know, God helped me." And when I called the school because they heard my accent, I said, "Well, I'm from Africa and this is my accent, but this is what happened." And the school said, "We are going to dismiss you from the program." I almost went out of my head. My pastor intervened. Everybody wrote. He said, "No." Then I prayed. I said, "Lord, want from you, Lord, let me go back to that institution. Let me graduate."
then after I got the first master from Thomas Edison, I went and reapplied. Then they said, come. So then I had to repeat the courses. Repeat the courses. Instead of 17 hours, I had to do 300 something hours internship. But you know, God is a good God. I said, God is a good God. God did not stop my praise. Although somebody said it, but through his grace, it was a blessing that I received two masters within a year. That was a blessing. So I praise him. I praise him. Saying this is my story. I don't know what story you got. But my beloved, sometimes it's tough. So I just borrow the words from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir that says, I have let some blessings slip away. When I lost my focus and went astray. But thank God I did not lose everything. I lost possessions that were so dear. I have lost some battles by walking in fear. But in the midst of my struggle, in the season of being, one thing never waver. One thing never change. I never lost my hope. I never lost my faith. I never lost my faith. But most of all, I never lost my praise. I never lost my praise. Yes, I never lost my praise. My trials and disappointments did not make me to give up. It make me stronger. Maybe somebody sitting here and they're going through their trials. I come right now to encourage you in the name of Jesus. Do not give up your praise. Continue praising God, because your trials will increase the way you serve God. Will increase your praises, because I can say, through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. Yes, there have been a lot of things, but through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. Oh yes, I still have joy. I still have. Do you have joy? Do you still? I never lost my breath. Let us say, please. I said, sing it. Woo! Oh, yes. Yeah.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's just go before the Lord. Lord, we thank you today for what eyes have seen, ears have heard, hearts have felt. We thank you for this humble yet proud woman of faith. You've taken her through some ups and some downs, some good and some bad, some joy and some pain. But through it all, she's learned to trust in you, Jesus. And through it all, she's learned to depend on your word. So today, Lord, we thank you for using her to speak a word of hope and inspiration and encouragement into the lives of your people. On this first Sunday of Advent, we are reminded from whence our praise comes. And right now, Lord, I pray that you would touch someone in the sanctuary who may not have that depth of relationship with you, and they're struggling through the day's journeys that takes them through this way and that way, Lord, and the devil is trying to steal their joy. But God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would rebuke the enemy right now, that you would loose somebody from their trial and from their tribulation. Oh God, we declare and we decree that you are God and above you there is no other. We ask right now, oh Lord, that you would draw someone from darkness into the marvelous light. Thank you for this message. Thank you for this scripture text. Thank you for this word. God, grass may wither, flowers may fade, but the word of God shall last forever. We pray, God, that you would remind somebody that as they walk through rivers and go through floods, that you will put their feet up high upon a rock. The enemy won't be able to get to them. So, Lord, right now, hear the prayers of your people. Touch someone, touch anyone, touch everyone right now. Save somebody, God, in the name of Jesus. Save somebody, we pray. This is our prayer. We've never lost our hope. We are people that have eternal hope. Our God, we don't act like other folk who don't have hope. We believe our hope is built on nothing less. Lord, hear the prayers of your people. In Jesus' name we do pray. Let the people say amen, amen, and amen. Put your hands together. Give the Lord another praise offering for this dynamic woman of faith who